In the week after Christmas, right before the new year, the streets were subdued. There was peace in the air. I was walking home late from last-minute work, from my day at the firm where I worked as a clerk. I felt righteous inside me. Yes, I was quite content, for I knew God was with me wherever I went. I thought back on the year and at all I had done, at the blessings God gave me and the battles I'd won. God has blessed me with wisdom to follow His ways, to keep His commandments all of my days. God has shown me the grace with which I have been saved, the price He has paid, so I won't be enslaved. Through the year, I am thankful He protected my health, and although it is modest, He has given me wealth. In return, I've been faithful throughout all of the year. I've returned all my tithes and the Sabbath held dear. I have worshipped no idols. I have stolen from no one. I have no other God, and no harm have I done. I am not like my boss, who feels no compassion, whose pursuit of more profit is his only passion. I'm not like my colleagues, who backstab and plot, who gossip and slander with no second thought. Oh Lord, I'm not perfect, but still I'm much better. I try keeping your word down to the last letter. Then all of a sudden, I felt pain in my chest, like a hot searing knife splitting open my breast. Oh God, am I dying? I struggled to say, as I fell to the ground and started to pray. Then, all of a sudden, the year flashed before me, the results of my works I was able to see. As I looked at the year, I felt sorrow and shame, for I was not worthy of carrying God's name. Then a voice out of nowhere thundered deep in my mind. Did you know that your boss, whom you've so much maligned, is fighting great battles so that you and the others will have work so you'll feed your sons and your daughters? Did you know that your colleague, the one always competing, is most insecure and deathly afraid, for his life has been hard with many a beating? The strong beggar you scolded and chided as lazy, who seems fit and strong, well, his mind is hazy. That waitress you filled showed you no respect, so you stiffed her tip so she could reflect. Well, now she is short and she goes to bed hungry, all because you were hurt and felt right to be angry. What good are my laws if you don't love your neighbor, if you use them to hurt and their faults to belabor? All your acts have effect in some way or other. Use my laws and my love to uphold one another. For that's the beginning and that is the end of the law and the prophets that your soul you extend. Then quickly my pain was taken away. With a prayer of thanks, I went forth to obey. For God had been gracious and He showed me my flaws, and I saw what's important is the spirit of laws.